Unless your justice abound more than that of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Words, my friends in Christ, taken from today's gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. My current writing project is a book on the new Mass that I've actually been working on for quite a number of years, actually since the 1980s. And I took up the project once again this past November. In fact, on Thanksgiving Day, I decided that would be a good day to get things started once again. In the course of writing this book, this, of course, took me back to my seminary days in the post-Vatican II seminary, the days of the liturgical changes, the introduction of the new liturgy. I remember those of us who had still retained the Catholic faith used to protest about the different liturgical abuses, the different sacrilegious practices, the different bizarre things that would go on. One of the standard responses that you would get from a modernist priest or seminarian, if you objected to these things, is that you are hung up on externals. Perhaps some of you who are from my generation had that said to you when you complained in your own parishes about these going on. Hung up on externals. The translation of that is basically this, that you are a Pharisee and I am a true Christian, and that only for Pharisees are externals important, but I have risen above that. Behind this, in turn, is the classic Protestant idea that there is some sort of an opposition between faith and works, that I have this interior faith, and therefore exterior works, what one sees externally, is not really important. If, however, you lay out all the reasoning behind this logically and take it to its logical conclusion, what you end up with, as eventually people did, is that there's no objective truth or there's no objective moral standard. All that counts is your sincerity, so-called, that if you are sincere, whatever you do is okay, it doesn't really matter. And I wonder how many of us have heard variants on that particular argument. This, however, is to miss the real point of the teaching of our Blessed Lord about external acts. Our Lord teaches that external and acts and interior attitude must be the same. That a mere superficial service of Almighty God does not justify a person, does not make him holy, does not give him merit. That for the practice of religion, to have merit in the sight of Almighty God, to please Almighty God, you have to have both, external and internal. There's the contrast between the old law that our Lord sets down and the new law. As regards those who practiced the old law in his time, our Lord rebuked the religious pride that they had, the egoism, the censoriousness that they had, the lack of charity that they showed. Our Lord said that now, in the new law, you have the tribunal of Almighty God. Our Lord that God himself judges above the tribunals of men by looking into the hearts of men. Our Lord gives this contrast. He says that under your law, He is saying to the scribes and the Pharisees that if you kill someone, you are in danger of judgment, external judgment. However, according to the law of God, God judges also unrighteous anger that leads to this. The Lord says as well, your law, if you call someone a raka, which is a fool or someone who's worthless, you're subject to a human judge, to a human tribunal. According to the law of God, however, if you have hatred and bitterness, then you will be subject to the fire of hell. And we add here that calling someone a fool, this does not mean that it is in and of itself a mortal sin of its nature. However, what our Lord is speaking about is the bitterness and the lack of charity behind it. And that is in what the sin consists. Because remember, our Lord himself addressed his disciples as foolish, and St. Paul addressed the Galatians as senseless. But what he is condemning is this bitterness and this lack of charity. And then we have the line, if therefore thou offer thy gift at the altar, etc., and you're still not reconciled with someone, really your gift cannot be pleasing to Almighty God because it lacks the proper disposition, the proper attitude that the offerer of the gift ought to have. That God is not pleased with a heart that is bitter. A practical application of this would be twofold. First of all, there are not many people who are flagrant Pharisees, but there are many religious people who have very bitter hearts and who do hold grudges. Ask yourself, am I one of them? Would I be among those religious people with bitter hearts, with grudges, with a consistent lack of charity? Secondly, you have to make your heart conform with your religious practice. If you are a bad sinner, it is not hypocrisy to go to Mass, to pray, to try to observe the sacramentals of the Church. That is not hypocrisy. One deception of the devil is that, well, religious practice, therefore, for a sinner is pointless, so I should give up. But that is not what is expected of us. That we use the externals of our religion to help us to return to the internals of our religion, to the state of grace, to justice, to the righteousness of heart that we are supposed to have. So we use the externals to as a means to help us. The human heart is weak. The human heart is very fickle because of the effects of sin. And there's this lack of consistency sometime and continuity, as we know, despite our best resolutions. That, of course, is why we have the sacrament of penance. So we need a framework, an external framework, to reinforce the interior attitudes, at least, that we ought to have. So the point is that no matter how great a sinner you are, that you do not give up. You keep on trying to make the internal practice of your faith correspond with the externals. You keep on coming to Mass. You keep on praying. You keep on trying to observe the different sacramentals and so on. And that you never, ever give up. There is always one particular line among many in the rite for priestly ordination that is very, very striking. The bishop reads a lengthy exhortation in Latin to the young man who's going to be ordained to the priesthood about his different duties. And one of the lines I always found particularly striking and significant. Imitamini quod tractatis. Imitamini quod tractatis. Imitate what you handle. In other words, imitate the in the sanctity of your heart, the holy things that you handle externally. And the idea is, if you do not live up to them, well, you simply have to keep on trying. That is the message that our Lord gives us today, that external and internal religion must be the same, and we must make both of them conform. Be consoled by that if you find your life full of sin and discouragement in your practice of the religious life. Resolve never to give up. Keep on trying to make the interior conform to the exterior. God gives you his heart. Resolve always to try to give him yours. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.